make little adjustments to elevate your level of health, would you do it? I'm Dr. Melissa Longo, and I believe your health is the most important asset that you have. And healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. Each episode, I'll share tips from my practice and personal life to help you rock your physical and emotional health and give your body what it needs to thrive. Hey everyone, and happy new year. This is the first podcast episode of 2024, and I always think it's important to talk about making changes. A lot of people love to set resolutions. If you know me, I'm not a fan of them. The reason being, any time is a great time to make a change. And what I've seen in my practice more often than not is people, any month of the year, can have all of these grand ideas of changes they want to make in their life. And don't get me wrong, it all starts with a dream. It all starts with a vision and knowing that you deserve to feel better, that you want more for your life, whether it's with your career, your relationships, your lifestyle. Yes, you have to start with a dream and an intention. But having expectations and having it all start in January is not necessarily realistic. There is a reason why gym memberships go up in December and beginning of January, and come February, a lot of people have dropped off that habit. So what I want to talk to you today about really quickly are some of the top things I believe need to be happening in your life to make a change that actually becomes a habit that actually gets you some results. Three things we're going to talk about specifically. The first is obviously assessing your expectations. You know, are your expectations realistic? What is it that you're hoping to achieve? So when people come to the practice, for example, sometimes, you know, it's because they really just want to change their health and they understand that chiropractic is part of it. You may be surprised to hear that not everyone comes into my practice with, you know, pain or discomfort. Many people do, and then they want to find solutions so that things don't recur. And that's when we start to talk about, you know, changing habits and lifestyle wellness and the benefits of chiropractic care for other things besides chronic pain. However, people also come into my practice because they know that I have a passion for helping people live healthier lives and thrive. And the things that they do when they're not in my practice are just as powerful, sometimes if not more, than the work that happens when they're here. So if we can start helping people with their stress levels, with their exercise habits, with their nutritional habits, even recommending other professionals to support their care, that can make a massive difference in their results. So when it comes to expectations, we need to start with what is realistic. When someone comes in and they want to lose 20 pounds, they want to be freer in mobility, and they want to achieve all these great things. Amazing. I'm here for all of that. But let's start with one thing at a time. Let's look at where you're at now and let's set a target for the next month, then the next month, then the next month. Because some things are not realistic. And if you set yourself up to achieve things that are not realistic, given physiology, given time, given life, finances, then what's going to happen? You're going to get disappointed. And that's the last thing that you want when you're trying to make a positive change in your life. So the first thing is assessing your expectations and asking yourself, are they realistic? And guess what? It's completely okay if they are not. It's completely okay to start with an expectation for yourself that is not quite where you want to be, but it is the first step. Okay. And if you need help breaking some of these things down, please reach out. A big part of my practice is supporting people in their health and wellness. And it can be daunting to try to start to figure out what these steps are. I know there is a plethora of information out there for you. So please reach out. If you're not in my practice, if you're not in town, that's also okay. I do a lot of online consulting and coaching work within the healthcare space as well. The second thing I want to remind you about is investing time and resources in someone who has more belief and confidence in your results is a powerful thing to also do when you're making change, okay? So in my example, for example, people come into the practice and I believe your body can heal 100%. I believe that your body can thrive. I believe that everyone deserves to feel better. Because of my training and my clinical expertise, I can also identify what some of the barriers might be. I can also help people set realistic expectations. I can also help pace them properly. But you would be surprised at how many times I am here for, I wouldn't say therapy, but for positive encouragement for people. And, you know, what I love in my practice is the connections and the conversations I have with people and really getting the chance to lead them down a path of new opportunities. And that may be with other professionals in this community. It may be with listening to a podcast. It may be with grabbing a book off the shelf. But I have a belief in you. And so do a lot of other healthcare professionals. If a personal trainer, for example, you're going to hire them to help you get more fit. You want to have someone who believes in you and believes in your progress. And investing in that can be a game changer in getting your results. Okay? So the first thing I want to make sure that you do when you're trying to make change is assess your expectations. Are they realistic? The second thing is look towards investing some time and resources in someone who has more belief and confidence in some results than you do, and expertise. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't always have to invest in this financially. Maybe there's someone in your close circle that has some expertise or can give you some accountability in a change you're trying to make in your life. Rely on them. Maybe this could be your partner, your significant other, your spouse. Maybe this could be a family member. Maybe this could even be your kids. It's amazing to me how many times kids in the practice will keep their parents accountable to the stretches I want them to do or to the family goals around maybe some food they're trying to cut out. So it doesn't have to be an investment of your own resources and time. You can find that person or find people and create your own tribe around you to help you get to those results. But we can't do it alone. The third thing I want to remind you of is consistency. Look, scroll, you know, think back to the beginning when I said change takes time. Nothing happens overnight. I wish I could wave a magic wand and all of you listening to this would be like, okay, what's the one thing you want to change? Okay, poof, like a genie out of a bottle. All your wishes come true magically and you never have to do anything else ever again and they're going to last. But come on, friends, that's not realistic. Remember the first thing I said? So you need to be consistent. You need to build time for new habits to take shape in your lifestyle. If you are working out, you need to give your body time to make those changes. You don't go to the gym once or go for one walk or go for one swim and lose those 5 pounds you want or feel more vital. You're probably gonna feel better, don't get me wrong, with a little bit of movement, but the changes you're looking for aren't gonna be that dramatic. But guess what happens? When you do that walk 3 times a week for a month, you're gonna start to feel better. When you start taking things out of your diet that really don't belong there and you stay consistent with it, you're gonna start to lose some weight. You're gonna lose some inflammation. You're probably gonna feel better. Same thing with chiropractic. You know, I wish I could wave a magic wand and magically cure all the mobility and neurological patterns in your body, but it doesn't work that way. The people that get the best results build some kind of consistency in their life. So ask yourself, with the changes you're looking to make, are you able to be consistent? So are they realistic? And are you able to be consistent with what you want to do right now? And also give yourself some tough love. Have you been consistent? It's okay if you haven't. Here's my reminder today about the importance of it. Consistency over time is a game changer, whether it's something you're doing for your business, whether it's something you're trying to improve in your relationships or with your health. So I hope that these 3 tips anchor you a little bit for the new year. As I said way at the beginning, having an intention and having a dream is the best place to start. I absolutely want you to think big this year. I want you to think about the changes that can happen for your life, for your health. I want you to set some goals. I want you to set some ideas about how you want to feel. And if you've ever seen the exercise, it's very popular nowadays about setting a word for the year. I feel like we've been talking about this in my practice for 10 years now. I absolutely recommend that you set a word for the year. In fact, I recommend that you set 3 because our lives aren't so simple that one word can often summarize it. And a few years, probably about 5 years ago, I changed from 1 word for the year to 3. And those words are personal and I don't tell them to too many people because for me, they anchor the feelings that I want to have in the year. They anchor who I want to become from a business perspective, from a woman, as a woman, as a mother, as a friend. So it's absolutely imperative that you start with intention. You start with some goals, but this can happen. You may be listening to this episode in June. And if that's the case, great. Make some changes. Go through these 3 things. Think about how you can be realistic. Think about who you can surround yourself with and think about how you can be consistent and you will get there. Okay, I'm going to put in the show notes, friends, the link to the article, the blog post that I have done on setting an intention for the year, on choosing a word. I'm also going to put in a link to the blog post on making change. You're going to find a lot of this summarized there. As always, please reach out if you have questions or concerns. If you are an active member of my practice, be sure to ask me on one of your visits how I can support you with making changes in your other health habits. And if you're not in my practice, also feel free to send an email or reach out and let's see if we can work together and I can help you from afar. Have a great day, friends. Cheers to 2024. Thanks for being here today. I hope that you found some value in today's show. But more importantly, I hope that you take action to adjust your current level of health. For more information, be sure to check out the show notes as well as drmelissalongo.com. You'll find lots of information there to help you rock your health. Connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. And if you enjoyed the show, please do share it with someone you love. I'd love it if you left a review, if the show inspired you, and sent me any kind of feedback that you have. Until next time, have an awesome day.